Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. I'm going to start right off with my tuning in chant. Hang tight. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. It's within me. It's within all of us. And it is all around me as well. And hopefully all this will come through very clearly. We're staying right now in a place that's a daylight basement, and so internet and phone has been a little bit challenging. And so anyway, but we will be moving into our new home in sometime in April. We're not sure when, and we're very excited about it. We're calling it our forever home, and it's really beautiful how the whole thing worked out. A very dear friend slash really our sister family said she wanted to buy a house and rent it to us. And so just the whole thing just worked out really beautifully, and we're super grateful for how it all came about. And anyway, just kind of another, new earth show of prosperity, abundance, how things work out. The house just kind of has everything. I know I've talked about this before, but it has really everything that we had kind of hoped for. And so that's really pretty amazing and very cool. Still, you know, some deep healing going on, good shifting. One of the things that I have been talking a little bit more about is kind of that physical aspect that many of us are dealing with. I think it's kind of, I've been getting, and then I read it somewhere too, that it's like your physical part of you is the last big healing part. I mean, I've been focusing so much on my inner healing, my emotional healing, my whole energetic being for 40, 50 years, whatever it's been. And I'm just shifting into some new space. I feel really good. I feel very lovely within myself, my inner being, and still having some moments of dissatisfaction with my physical self. I mean, I eat healthy. I refuse to diet anymore, so I'm not doing that. I just can't do it. Like, what is the point? I want to enjoy my life, which part of it is enjoying my food, but it's about being a little more conscious about how much I eat. So that feels really good. I exercise, I walk, I ride my bike, and we dance a lot. So anyway, it's been also very stressful, happy but stressful, just being in this kind of in-between state of not living in our own home. And so we're kind of laughing because we're like, boy, it's, well, once we get there, it's just going to feel amazing. And we have had very kind friends basically offer us places to stay. We have a dear friend who has this little place we're staying right now and giving us super cheap rent. Very sweet of him. And it's working great. You know, it works fine for us. But we're just excited to get settled in, you know. Anyway, I had a lovely conversation with a woman yesterday who was like, we're kindred spirits around, you know, practically the same age, within a few days of each other, and dealing with some of the same issues. And anyway, it was a very nice connection, and some of the stuff that came out of that conversation with the angels' help, of course, and the beings' help, my guides, was really around, you know, and again, I've talked about this before, but just a reminder that our physical bodies are present at whatever shape or size for a reason. Because, you know, even though I just said I don't want to diet, I refuse to diet anymore, when I have cut back, it hasn't even seemed to make a difference. So it's like, what's the point? I want to enjoy my life. So knowing and trusting and just believing that my physical body has some extra weight on it right now for a reason. There's a reason for this. And the angels were telling this woman and I both yesterday that we're a lighthouse for being in this external body to show the joy, show the love, show the enjoyment, you know, be a sexy goddess, even in a little bit bigger body. Like, that's okay. Why? We just get so hung up on this external, you know, what it looks like, and we have all these social things and our society around. You know, you must be bone thin to be beautiful, and really it's just bullshit. That's coming straight from the angel's mouth, right? So anyway, yesterday, one of the other things that came up with that was really lovely is, you know, anytime I have a, you know, maybe an unappreciative thought about my body, or I'm not seeing the beauty of it, or I'm feeling the weight of it or whatever, to stop a moment and be in gratitude and thank my body for serving me so beautifully and so well. Don't hold back from dressing nicely, wearing beautiful colors, feeling like I'm appreciating myself and my body. This feels very, very key and very important as part of my self-love obsession. You know, I really have gotten to a lovely space of loving myself, my true self, my craziness, my silliness, my whatever, all the things. But it has to include my physical body as well. And so anyway, and I also, some of the people in my life who I'm very close to are fairly obsessed with being super thin. And so, and these are people who aren't going away, and I don't want them to go away, but it does make it a little challenging at times. So anyway, that's all said and done, and just moving forward. It's interesting. I can't look at my laptop because I can't get internet here, and so I'll have to keep track of my time myself. The lady does tell me when I have, you know, a minute left, so that's good. And the reason, I don't know why I'm telling you all this, hopefully this broadcast is coming through loud and clear for those who want to listen. But anyway, I guess I'm saying it because it's part of the flow of this whole program. It's part of the flow of life. It's part of the flow as we are in New Earth. Yeah, I mean, you know, having to keep track of time sometimes feels like a big pain, but that's just kind of the way that we have to do things sometimes. And so I think I mainly said it out loud to remind myself. So anyway, we're about halfway through at this point. So, okay, angels, what else is coming up that we're supposed to share with everyone? It's just an interesting, crazy world out there right now with the way the, you know, United States elections are looking, and highly entertaining, very entertaining. And I just, as you know, I drop into it every so often. I mostly don't want to get, I certainly don't want to get immersed in the thing. I refuse to be freaked out. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen, how the whole thing is going to unfold. I refuse to believe that it's going to be a horrible outcome. I mean, you know, it's so curious to see what's going to happen. I just really don't have any idea. But I trust that as we've shifted, as we're shifting into new earth, that there will be an outcome that will be, I want to say positive, but something that will be of a love focus, of a love base, and that something that will help our world, you know? I mean, I really just don't believe that we're going to have someone who's a super racist as our president. That just feels so unlikely and so impossible to me. I mean, granted, the person I'm speaking of is really amusing, and I'm all the news people love it, you know, talk about caricatures and things to report. Gosh, they've just got a heyday going. Anyway, I don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. And so anyway, I'm holding on to the love. I'm shooting out the love, enfolding the world and our country in beautiful angel wings, and just really focusing on love and not getting freaked out about it. That's just my pure focus. I just cannot. I mean, it's funny. I get way more freaked out about little things. But fortunately, I can talk to my husband about a lot of that stuff, and he, as I like to say, he talks me off the ledge. He's a little more mellow than me, although he won't always fess up to when he's stressed out. He's so funny. I don't know if that's a him thing or a purely male thing, no offense, guys, if you're listening, or if it's just really kind of a combination for him, but I don't know. Anyway, it's funny. I've never been one to have a poker face. I've never been one to hide my feelings. I find it basically impossible to do so. So my husband never has to wonder what's going on. He can always tell. But my joke used to be when I was married before, I was in an arranged marriage, and I used to joke that I could be lying on the floor bleeding and he would just step over me and not even notice. And Jim, my husband, who we're actually next week on the 15th, we celebrate 25 years together. So that's very exciting. So he's always been super, and I'll use one of my favorite words, perspicacious about me. And, you know, if he would say to me, how are you doing? If I say fine, he'll say, what's going on? Because unless I say great or fabulous or something like that, he knows there's something going on with me. So anyway, so appreciate that about him. And we laugh so much. I mean, we have a really lovely, lovely life together, you know. And, you know, we have challenges like any relationship, but we have a really great life together. And so that's so satisfying and so wonderful. I'm 58 and a half, and he's 64 and a half, and he always jokes about how he robbed the cradle. But anyway, we just have a really fabulous life, and the angels are telling me they want, we just have a couple minutes left, but the angels are saying they want me to be sure and let people know that at some point, that I am happy to gift angel readings to anyone who is interested and wants one. You can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U. And then I'll have my website up probably in the next several months or so. We'll see what happens. And I'm going to move into then having it be an official business. So anyway, just about a minute left, and they're saying I could do a chant. So I'm getting to do the chant for neutral mind, kind of non-attachment. And they're saying that this is a powerful chant to help in these times. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagam asankalo, asankakahesirabadahoy, akari nam, akari salah, akari gyanagita gunaga, akari likanabolanaban, akara citizen jogavikan, jinne likate siranai, jifuramai, tiftifai, jeta kita teta now, vernave nahi kotal, kurata kavan kaha vichar, bayanajava ekavar, Jyotu Dibhave Sayubalikar Tu Sadasala Mata Nirinkar. So everyone have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed, blessed day, and I love you. Take care.